You're listening to SBS News.
An aged care home in Melbourne's north has been put into lockdown after one of the workers tested positive to COVID-19. The worker is one of five new locally acquired cases in Victoria. She worked at Arc Care Maidstone in Melbourne's north on Wednesday and Thursday of last week and had a coronavirus test on Friday after developing symptoms that day. Victoria's COVID-19 testing commander, Jerome Wymer, says the worker had her first vaccine dose, but some other members of staff and some of the residents had not received their first doses.
It'll be a particular priority for us to identify any potential exposures that the staff member has had within the facility and, of course, any exposures the staff member may have had in the wider community. I can confirm that this facility has been on the Commonwealth programme for vaccination. Over half of the residents have been vaccinated. We believe about a third of the staff have been vaccinated. This individual positive case member has had one vaccination, has had her first vaccination dose.
Health Minister Greg Hunt had promised that all the remaining aged care residences in Victoria, whose residents had not yet received a first dose, would get that first vaccination on Friday. So he faced questions as to why 23 of these 76 residents at Arc Care Maidstone had not received their first doses.
53 of the 76 residents have consented to have been vaccinated. We are providing additional vaccination. The facility was due this week to have their second vaccination, and that's being brought forward to tomorrow on the advice I have. And we are encouraging all residents or their families, for those that have not provided consent, to reconsider.
Aged care residents or their legal guardians are required to sign a consent form for the vaccinations. And Mr. Hunt confirmed that 15% of aged care residents in Victoria are unvaccinated because that consent has not been provided.
There are 15% of people in Victorian aged care homes who have not been vaccinated, and that's because they or their families have not consented to the vaccination. Is that correct?
Correct. And we've said that that's not new. That is a figure which we've talked about on multiple occasions.
The aged care worker who tested positive at the Maidstone nursing home had received her first dose, but some of her colleagues had not received their initial doses. The Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation says nurses and personal care workers in private aged care homes have not been given proper access to vaccinations. Victorian Branch Secretary Lisa Fitzpatrick says her members have been left to fend for themselves.
My particular angst is the fact that Minister Hunt has not made available the vaccine for one private aged care worker in this state or any other state unless they can access the dregs left over from residents.
Lisa Fitzpatrick says promises were made, but the vaccines never arrived for the workers in private aged care homes.
They kept being promised that it would be coming to a workplace near them soon. It's never arrived. And so they have, you know, had to try and access it through their GP or now through the incredibly busy centres that we've got out running out of our public health services and sort of the other major sort of throughput sites around both metropolitan and regional Victoria. But we do need the Commonwealth to keep its promise to make sure that the vaccine is delivered and delivered to these workers in their workplaces, and we need their help.
Two of the five new cases in Victoria are linked to close contacts, while a third case is connected to an exposure site. But the source of the aged care worker's infection and the fifth case are yet to be established. The five locally acquired cases and one in hotel quarantine came from more than 45,000 tests. The number of exposure sites has grown past 170 and includes venues at Melbourne's Chadstone Shopping Centre. The Victorian Government has announced $250 million support package to help small and medium-sized businesses, including sole traders, that are enduring another lockdown. There'll be $2,500 grants for around 76,000 eligible businesses, including restaurants and cafes, accommodation providers, and non-essential retailers. $20 million will help support the events industry. Chief Executive of the Victoria Tourism and Industry Council, Felicia Mariani, says that assistance is welcome, but she'd like to see an emergency JobKeeper fund set up to help workers in the events industry that are stood down during snap lockdowns.
These employees now are stood down with no safety net of JobKeeper, but also many of those employees already had to take whatever leave entitlements that they might have accrued over the last 15 months during the various lockdowns that we've had here in Victoria. So we have a lot of people out there that are out of work for 7 days with absolutely no income and no safety net to protect them.
Victoria's opposition leader, Michael O'Brien, says what's being offered is not sufficient.
Even on the government's own figures, more than 4 in 5 Victorian businesses will get nothing out of this package. That's not good enough. That is not good enough. These businesses, these small businesses in particular, have gone through hell. They've had 4 lockdowns that they've had to endure, more than any other state in the country. And yet this government is saying, bad luck, you get nothing, to about 85% of Victorian businesses.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.